It's 13 minutes after 9. You are listening to Radio Islam International. We do have Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat on the program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very interesting book, Mawlana, Tablighuddin by Imam Ghazali. 4 months cash, Mawlana?
Yes, Mawlana, this is an important book. You know, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, who lived from the year 1058 to 1111, is one of the most important fuqaha, one of the most important ulama and Sufis also, who lived in the 12th century. And he wrote a wide range of books on matters of jurisprudence, theology, tasawwuf and mysticism, and even philosophy. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, remains important and relevant to us up to today. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, as we can see in his Ihya, at his time, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, was concerned about the fact that some people had only taken towards the literal form and of the Sharia. And on the other hand, there were those people of tasawwuf, those mystics, who only took towards the spirit. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, makes a case for the fact that you cannot have this form of deen. You cannot have too much or only detail on the minutiae of the deen, the very, very detailed masail, without having the spirit behind that. And at the same time, you cannot only have the spirit and the feeling and the spirituality without having the sharia and the guidance of the fiqh to make sure that ibadat of yours is correct. This is why we see in the Ihya Ulum al-Din, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, in all of his 40 books, in all the books that he has on ibadat, for example, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions salah, and he mentions all the masail and the rules regarding salah. And together with that, at the end of the book, he will say that what are the inner dimensions of salah? He speaks about soum, and he says, what are the mysteries of soum? What is the fasting of the ears, and what is the fasting of the hands, and what is the fasting of the eyes? And so Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, is important that he was able to bring two groups of people together. Those people who were only concerned about the Sharia, and those people who were only concerned about the inward. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, does this throughout his works. He's concerned about both. And this gives him an important place, I think, in Muslim thought. He wrote an important book, which we have reviewed before, Imam Ghazali's Ihya Ulumuddin. And Ihya Ulumuddin now, Mawlana, has been published in English in a very good translation, a translation based on the 2011 edition from Darul Minhaj. That was a very good critical Arabic edition. And the new edition of Ihya Ulumuddin, each of the 40 books are published separately. They are very well translated. And parents will be happy to know that they are accompanied with a children's version that has a workbook and also an instructional DVD for parents and for teachers.
Wow.
The first book appeared in 2015. It was called The Book of Knowledge, and also the other one was The Book of Belief. So I think this is something that we should try to do. There's also another book that is an illustrated book called Al-Ghazali Painting Heaven, Polishing the Mirror of the Heart, and then another one called The Boy and the Owl. And these books are available from the publisher, Fons Vitae. And I think our parents will do well to get these books, you know, to the important lessons of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, can be shared with our young people in a very creative way. In any case, Mona, that was one of the important contributions of Imam Ghazali. The other important contribution was that Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, was able to refute the philosophers. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, argued with them and said that, look, apart from getting knowledge from our senses, our five senses, there is another way in which people can get definitive knowledge. And that is through dhawq, through experience. When somebody, for example, sits for a bayan somewhere or sits and makes zikr and he starts to cry, that is a real experience. You cannot in any way discount that experience. And the feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in a person's heart is just as real as what we learn from our senses. And so Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi comes to this realization after leaving his important, becoming depressed in a way, and leaving his important position as the head ustaz, the head professor at the college in Nizamiya that he was. And he goes out in search of truth. And he writes his autobiography called Al-Munqidh Min Al-Dalal, where he explains how the way of the Sufi is the real way. And this is one of the most remarkable books that have come down to us from the classical Islamic civilization. And he describes not only his education and his intellectual crisis, but also he explains how he achieved direct knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through staying with the people of tasawwuf and experiencing this firsthand. So I think that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi through his own autobiography was able to show us the important way and the importance of the way of the Sufis. So this book has also been published, and we've reviewed his Munqidh Min Al-Dalal previously. It's translated by McCarthy. That is the best translation that there is, the translation of McCarthy, also from Fons Vitae. And together with that translation, there was a translation of some important books of Al-Ghazali. The one is Faisal al-Tafriqa, The Definitive Criteria, and the other one was his book Kitab Sharha Ajaib al-Qalb, The Explanation of the Wonders of the Heart, and then his book Al-Qistas al-Mustaqim, The Correct Balance, is also translated in that same volume, and his famous book on the Asma al-Husna, Al-Maqsad al-Asna fi Sharh Ma'ani Asma al-Husna, which means the noblest aims in the explanation of Allah's fairest names, that is also been translated there, and his book Faisal al-Tafriqa Bain al-Islam wa Zandaqa, and also Fada'i al-Batina wa Fada'i al-Mustadhiriya, against the Batinites. You know, today in South Africa we have the problem of the Shia, so I think this is will be a good book to actually read. So this collection is also something that we should add to our library, Mona. These books on Al-Ghazali. These are very important books on Al-Ghazali. Al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, gave tasawwuf a place in Islam forever. And so after Al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, tasawwuf was always going to have a prominent place in Islam and for Muslims. And in this book, we can see that very clearly. The book Tablighi-Din is about matters of the heart. It is about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the current book that we have in front of us is a translation of a Urdu translation of the original book, which is known as Arba'in fi Usul al-Din of Hujjat al-Islam, Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali. And this this book was condensed in an Urdu translation called Tablighi-Din by Hazrat Maulana Ashik Ilahi Sab Mirti, upon the instruction of none other than Hakim al-Ummah, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sab, Rahmatullah Ali. And now the English translation of this has been very, very, capably done by Maulana Kaji, Maulana Musa Kaji from Darul Ulum in Azadwal. The book starts off with a foreword, a translation of a foreword by Maulana Al-Hajj Ibrahim Tazbi Wala Sahab, Damat Barakatu, from Bartley, England, who was a Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sherwani Sahab. And the book shows us how important it is to really adopt the noble qualities of taqwa, ta'alluq ma'allah, ikhlas, etc. And this book is really very needed because of the fact that we are sometimes concerned very much about our outward, but our inward remains wanting as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the book deals with the ahkam first, the 10 principles of the outward actions, and then looking at the outward actions again from the inner secrets and the inner dimensions of the outward actions. After discussing these 10 principles, the section 2 moves towards a discussion on purifying the heart from evil characteristics, and these include excessive speech, excessive food, anger, jealousy, pride, love of the world, all the raza'il, all the evil type of qualities, and then follow with a discussion of noble characteristics, in other words, tawbah, zuhud, fear, sabr, shukr, ikhlas, etc. And this is how the book actually comes to an end, with the final principle regarding remembrance of death, which is really a cure for a large number of spiritual maladies. So this book is a book very much in line with the teachings of the Tasawwuf, and one is reminded when one reads this book of that very other, that other very, very good book on Tasawwuf by Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, and that is Shariat and Tasawwuf. Many of the topics there are very similar to the topics dealt with in this book, Mawlana.
Interesting indeed. And Mawlana, how much is this book?
Mawlana, this book is a book in beautiful presentation. The cover is the mausoleum of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayh, I assume. And it's hardcover, Mawlana. The book only costs 40 rands, despite the fact that it is 216 pages and is very, very well printed. It is printed by Interpack locally, and I think you know, Azadul has done Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya in Azadul have done a very, very good job in presenting this book in a very, very professional way, Mawlana.
MashaAllah. And Mawlana, how many pages is the book?
Mawlana, 216 pages. 216 pages,
Mawlana. It's also Library Week, you were supposed to remind us.
Oh, yes, Mawlana, I think that it's Library Week this week, and we need to, inshaAllah, look at our own masajid, wherever we are, and see how we can start a small library in one of the shelves in our masjids. Often people come in, they have some time, and they need to have access to authentic literature. So I think it would be a good idea if we can start small libraries in our own masajid. Then many of us have students who are at Muslim schools. We must make sure that we are proactive as parents, just as we are concerned about everything else about our education. We have to check that our school libraries are well stocked and the students are encouraged to actually read. And resources are put towards that end. Similarly, Mawlana, our community libraries are still a very, very good source of information. We should take our kids there, join them, you know, take them, get a subscription for them to our local libraries, and try to encourage reading through this way. It is only when our young people and we ourselves read that we will be able to be fulfilling that first command and that comes with the wahi of Iqra, and also we will be able to understand what our Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam demand from us. So let us encourage libraries, let us be people who are just as we are very, alhamdulillah, generous as far as everything else is concerned. Let us donate books to our local libraries, and let us donate books to our school libraries, and see how we can promote a culture of reading in our own circles, Mawlana.
Inshallah, Mawlana, jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It now brings us to 9:28.